right to it. Another very busy hour coming your way, full of information, hopefully insight and material that will help you try to make decisions that are going to be very, very important to you in the very near future. A few headlines for you. Bill Gates warns coronavirus may kill 10 million people in Africa alone if it gets loose there, and we see no reason why it won't get loose there. Africa has about a billion people now, 1.1 I think it is. Then we have India with 1.2 or 3 billion, woefully unprepared for any of this, as is Africa. Senator Cotton says China is refusing to hand over evidence about the Wuhan biolab. There's a tremendous amount of material on the Internet about the idea that it's a bioweapon. We can't prove it. I've posted a few stories about that just to give you the general journalistic idea of what's being talked about. That's up to you to make that decision. Another one, this is a repeat of what we've mentioned many times on the program. This virus, COVID, can live on non-hostile dry surfaces for up to 9 days. Doorknobs, you name it. I've got a story up at the top of headlines. Look at it. Understand it when you go out and use your debit card or your charge card to buy something and you punch those keys, you're touching God only knows how many viruses and bacteria and other issues. So wash your hands. The Corona Princess story, the Diamond Princess, continues. Americans flown back 2-3 days ago were fine. By the time they got here, it was determined that they were likely infected and, in fact, turned out to be infected. Apparently, they're going to be kept for 14 days in isolation. A story today from China, one person, 34-day incubation period, another person, a 94-day incubation period. This is not to say that that's going to be the norm, but it shows that there is some variation to this issue. You can see a video of a Chinese residential street. Somebody got it out of there, put it up on Facebook or Twitter. Every single door of every residence on that street, they're two-story buildings like row houses, nailed shut with large pieces of plywood. So if someone is in there, they're not getting out. There are cars parked out in front, but go and take a look at what a totalitarian regime will do in a time of crisis. At least 21 dead in two blocks on the streets, on the sidewalks. Somebody took a video just riding a motor scooter through a neighborhood. 21 dead in body bags out in front of residences, just placed there waiting for the trash truck to come by and collect them, take them off to the crematory. That's just two blocks, 21 dead. Apparently, body bags are being passed out to people. So if someone in their home dies, they're to put the body in the bag, sit it outside for pickup. All right, we'll stop right there and welcome back Dr. Henry Nyman, who has done so much to contribute information, knowledge, and wisdom to this this frightening situation. Henry, thanks for being here as always. Welcome back.
Okay, it's good to be back just to kind of give an update. The update's not going to be good news, and mostly going to talk about the Diamond Princess. That story is certainly going to go down in the annals of infectious diseases of textbook on how not to control a virus, and it just gets more absurd every day. And let me back up a little bit over what's happened over the weekend, and then the latest results. There's a lot more detail to those 14 Americans. They were actually identified by the test done by Japan before they left, and they were told, the U.S. was told that the results were they were already on the bus, and they were considered to be asymptomatic, and so they let them go and put them in a separate unit within the cargo ship that they flew back in. But
the aircraft, they put them in. Wait a minute. Wait, excuse me. Are you saying the Japanese knew and did not say anything until those people were loaded on the bus and headed to the aircraft that were going to fly them home? Is that what you
just
said?
Well, that's where they got the results. They do a round every day. Today's results haven't been released yet.
Okay.
This would have been based on yesterday's results. So yesterday's results came back with 99 positives, 99 out of 504 that were tested. And 14 of those 99 were Americans. So they told the U.S. that they got their results, and these 14 that are being loaded onto the bus tested positive in our most recent test. And the bus was delayed. I mean, the buses were sitting there for quite some time before they went to the airport. And that was because the U.S. Had been notified that the 14 of those that, you know, had been negative tested positive in the most recent test. And they were kind of checked out along with everybody else. And I don't know if I've said this previously. I don't know if I said it before since Friday. But anyway, when it became clear that the U.S. evacuation plan did not involve doing a final test, and it was only going to rely upon whether people did or didn't appear to be asymptomatic, that there was little doubt that that a large number of those that got on that plane had the virus. It wasn't clear that they would know before they got off the bus that 14 of them had the virus, but there was no doubt that many on that plane have the virus, and those results will come out in the next day or two. So, and it'll be a lot. There were 328 got on the two planes. 151 went to Texas, and 177 went to California. And here, let me back up, and you'll understand why there is zero doubt that many of those on that plane who are now in California or Texas, or 14 of them are in Omaha,
right,
actually have the virus. And here's the data. It's not rocket science. It's as long as you know the data, you know the answer. And the answer is there's a lot of positives on that are in the U.S. now. And it's only going to get worse. But here's a little bit back up. What's happened like over the weekend. As I said, Japan does tests daily, and they release the results early in the morning their time, which is late in the morning our time. I mean, late in the night at our time. And it does seem to be getting later and later. So today's results aren't out yet. Yesterday's results didn't come out until like 2 in the morning. But going back 3 days, 3 days ago, there were 67 more positives. And then 2 days ago, there were 70 more positives. And then yesterday, or technically it was 2 o'clock in the morning today, there were 99 more positives. And so the total number of positives, not counting today's results, is 454 on the ship, okay? And out of those 454, 181 are asymptomatic. So a high percentage of the positives, about a third of the positives, are asymptomatic, okay? So just looking at them and saying, looks good to me, does not mean they're free of virus. And when you do that 328 times, mm-hmm. you know that quite a few of those are going to be positive. And what's remarkable is that the 500 that were tested in the most recent test mm-hmm. brings the total number of tested to 1,723. But there were passenger and crews, 3,711. So almost 2,000 still have not been tested, although some of them were likely already tested, and those results will come out today and possibly tomorrow. It's not clear exactly how long the lag time is between collecting the samples and releasing the
data. Do we think that most of them have been sampled now, most all the remainder, and we're just waiting for the results? No. I didn't think so.
No. The biggest test they did was yesterday. They did 504. That's the most they've tested in one day. Mm-hmm. And 99 were positive. So they did 504 yesterday. And I don't know how many they're doing today. Like I said, I've been checking to see if it's out. And last time I checked, which was a few minutes ago, it was not. So they haven't released the latest. But
well, that's that group of 100 doctors and nurses that were put on the ship to do this testing, I guess.
Well, the story keeps on going, okay? They were put on the ship several days ago, and they did, and the numbers were going up. So like I said, yesterday they got up to 504, mm-hmm. but they still had 2,000 to go. So if they were doing it at their highest rate, it would mm-hmm. still take 4 more days before they get everybody tested. Yeah. But in addition to this testing, and this testing went, it changed exactly who they were testing. Initially, if you remember, way back, I don't even know how many days it was, but probably 10 days ago or so, they started the testing. And they started the testing, actually, I think it might have been the third or the fourth, so it's almost 14 days ago. And the testing started because they had one passenger who had got off at Hong Kong. He was tested in Hong Kong and he was positive. And he said he got off that Diamond Princess cruise ship. And so since he was positive and he'd been on the ship for several days, it was likely that others on the ship were positive. And that was the reason that they weren't allowed to finish the trip and get off the ship. So they've been sitting off the coast of Japan. And then they started testing, knowing that they had 120 symptomatic passengers and crew, mostly passengers, and another 150 or so close contacts of the 120 that was symptomatic. So right. those were the first ones that were tested. And if you recall, the first day, they only tested 31 and 10 were positive. And then the second day, they did something like, 70 and 10 of those, or I think it was 50, and 10 of those were positive. And then they did like 173, and 41 of them were positive. So they were up to 61 positives when they had done that first run. But then more people developed symptoms, and so they started testing additional ones that were symptomatic that they didn't test in the first three runs. Uh-huh. And then it became increasingly clear that these were probably new infections. And that they kept on getting more and more positives every day they tested. You know, it might have been not quite as high, the absolute number each day, but the number kept going up. And like I said, the last three tests were 67, 70, and 99 positives. So,
67, 70, and 99. Okay. I see a trend there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So they're out. Well, they tested a few more. Like I said, the most they tested was yesterday results, and it was 504 tested. But they still have 2,000 that haven't been tested. And as the results come in, it was hard to figure out who was positive. And who was positive might provide a clue as to why the number kept going up. I know a lot of people are saying it's the recycled air and the air conditioning or the air ducts, or it's not air conditioned, whatever. The bottom line, though, is that the number of crew members that are positive keeps on going up. And
they live in communal quarters on the ship, remember, everybody?
There's 400, I think it was close to 450 Filipino crew members. And they were up to, I think, 27 positives, and I think that it just went up to 32 now. So 32 out of 450, so, you know, 6 or 7% now, are positive. And then they've given a few other nationalities as to whether they were passengers or crew, and additional crew members were positive of other nationalities. And, if you think back to SARS, some of the large outbreaks at the beginning were actually related to chefs being infected. So they were infected. They were in the kitchen cooking at restaurants.
You're right. Good call. I'd forgotten about that, Henry.
People go to the restaurant and they would get infected. Yeah. And so if they've got a crew that's making dinner and breakfast and lunch, and they're bringing it up to people that are staying in their cabins and wearing their masks when they go out of their cabins, they're still eating their food, and then they're not cleaning out the cabins, and they're having couples that one's positive and they go to the hospital and the other one remains in the cabin that the positive person was in. I mean, everything about this ship spells disaster. It spells massive contamination, massive cross-contamination. And every day they stay on that ship, more get infected. So they're up to 450, not counting today's results, and probably not counting tomorrow's results. Okay? Yeah. And today, the Ministry of Health in Japan put out a press release. And what do you think the press release said? Well, it had to do with getting off the ship. And basically what they said, you ready? This is how you get off the ship. You take one more test. And if you're still on the ship and haven't gone off to the hospital yet, and you're negative on that test, you're free to go. And the whole idea of a 10-day quarantine is because if you're negative on a test, that doesn't mean you don't have the virus, because
of course not.
It can incubate for 10 days. And they want you to be 10 days without developing symptoms. Getting infected.
Right.
After you've been exposed to the virus. Nobody on that ship hasn't been exposed to the virus. Every day there's more positives. Right. They've all been exposed to the virus. And now they issue a press release tonight. It just got issued in the last couple hours, that these are the rules. The rules are, if you have no evidence of disease, you've been quarantined for 10 days, and you pass an exit test, so to speak. I give you one more test, and if you're negative and you don't have symptoms, you've met the requirement of 10-day quarantine, which is
that
absurd.
Is that a PCR test, Henry? Excuse me.
Yeah, it's a PCR test. It's a little dodgy, but
it sure is.
Yeah, it's a PCR test. But to give you an idea, 181 of the PCR positive cases that are in the hospital now. You know, they do take the positives to the hospital even if they're asymptomatic. 181 are asymptomatic out of 454. So a high percentage of those that don't have symptoms are positive on the PCR test. And exactly where that PCR test is relative to where the virus is, in other words, mm-hmm. are they negative because they mm-hmm. were just recently infected and the virus hasn't got to a high enough level for them to become symptomatic, and are they going to become symptomatic? Well, you can look at you can look at the 14 that we know something about, okay? And these were the 14 Americans that basically got on the bus, and then U.S. was notified PCR positive. And they said, well, it looked good to us. We'll put them on, but we'll put them on this, on the plane, but we'll put them in a special compartment on the
you
plane.
Know, Henry, excuse me. Do you know what the special compartment is composed of? It was a sheet of plastic.
It looks like you know, a tent tarp type of
a
thing.
A sheet of plastic. That's all it was.
Well, it looked a little bit thicker than that. I saw videos of it. There's videos of the plane on the inside. It looked a little thicker than that. But in any event.
Let me go back to what you just said. It's crucial. They are about to release what I think you would agree with me on. Maybe you won't. A lot of very potential spreaders.
Right. And, well, it's not clear exactly how that release is going to take place, okay? Because the U.S. kind of set the standard, if you will, for getting their citizens out. And essentially what they did, which is probably you've already heard, they sent two planes over there, and they did a check. They didn't do a PCR test. They just, you know, did a visual check to see if they were symptomatic. And frankly, they didn't find anybody that wasn't symptomatic that I know of. So everybody that was eligible that filled out their card and said, I want to go, got on those two planes. And the 14 that Japan said were PCR positive in the most recent tests got put in a special compartment for the trip. And then once they landed, they kind of monitored them for whether they were symptomatic during the trip. And then they made the decision that 14, or actually I think it was 13 would go to the facility in Omaha. That's the same facility that they took Ebola patients to. You know, these were healthcare workers they brought back, and they put them in a few different locations in the U.S., and Omaha was one of them. So they're set up to, you know, have containment and quarantine facilities to kind of, not a lot, only about 30 people. And I think they can double up the beds and get it up to 60. But, yeah, it's not a big number. But that is their biggest facility in the U.S., I believe. But in any event, that is one of four or five or three or four. That now has 13 people. One of those persons was sick enough to actually go into the special isolation. I'm not sure what the terminology is for it, but they've got a separate facility for those that are likely to be infectious and definitely have to be.
All right.
I think they call it their biocontainment facility. So once in the biocontainment facility, so he's no longer asymptomatic. And they are set up there in Nebraska to do the test, do testing. And they, I believe, already have the test results, but I haven't seen them yet. But I did see there were three couples that were included. And they really weren't sure whether both members of each couple were actually positive, that in some cases they would have been, one might have been positive, the other one would have been negative, but they were probably in the same cabin, so they would have definitely been exposed to a positive. And they mentioned one couple from California that he was positive on the test here in the United States that was just done, and she was negative. But they would both stay in Omaha, and they're separate. I mean, even if they were both negative, they would still be separate. So everybody there is in separate rooms, and you know, they're there for a minimum of 10 days. If they're negative, they would just do their quarantine in Omaha, whereas the rest are doing it. Well, the rest that aren't positive now the U.S. is just starting from scratch as far as who's positive and who isn't. So they're going to test everybody that they came over, and then they'll determine, you know, how strong a positive they are, whether they really do have symptoms, and some of those might end up going to Omaha also. But if you do the math, there were about 380 U.S. passengers that hadn't been put in the hospital yet when it was time to leave. So there were originally 416 or something. There were two different numbers. It was 416 or 428. So there were about 380 that had not been hospitalized, maybe 375, okay. 328 got on those two planes. So if there were 380, then 52 said, we don't want to go. We're going to stay on the ship.
Right.
And of those 52 test negative on this last test, they're free to go. So they would be in the category of released from the ship, not able to take advantage of the planes, or the planes have left. And the U.S. said, we're not letting you in. So to get back, even if they're off the ship, they're going to have to come up with some way to get there without, I don't know. Anyway, they may not have an easy time of it getting back to the U.S. because they were already told that they're not getting in their quarantine.
That's for sure.
But you know, that they'll be out and about, and whether whatever plans are to keep them out, how effective that's going to be, I don't know. And then maybe they'll go on another cruise.
How many different countries might they go back to, Henry? What is it, the total of countries that these people could return to once they're released?
I think there's about 52.
It was a little over 50. I can't remember.
Right.
So these people are going to come out.
52 or 56.
See, yeah, go ahead.
So here's a little bit more of an update, okay? The U.S. said that they're getting their citizens, and they did. They got those out. And then a few other countries that had larger numbers said they were going to do the same thing. So Canada said they're going to send a plane over and bring them back to a military base in Canada. Yeah. Australia was talking about doing it. I think they might have moved along a little bit. Israel, I think, had made plans to pick them up. Hong Kong had made plans to pick them up. And it's likely that, you know, some other countries, well, Britain, I don't know if there's a private plane coming there. That's a rumor that Bronson is sending a plane to pick them up, and I'm not sure how real that is. But the British government said no, but Bronson said yes, he'll take care of it. And so they may be getting picked up. And then it's unclear about all of these other ones. You know, the bigger ones would be the Philippines, you know, had over 400 crew members. And so I don't know. I haven't heard that they're making plans. I think New Zealand may be making plans. So for the countries that do send a plane or make arrangements for people to return and go into quarantine, then that situation for those would be similar to what it is for the U.S., that even though 14 of them are known positives, it's likely that, you know, many additional of the 328 are positive. They would still be, at a minimum, have a 10-day quarantine or 14-day quarantine in the U.S., and they would probably be hospitalized if they if they ended up testing positive. So those that came on the planes are going to complete their quarantine one way or the other. They're either going to be in the hospital, and they're not going to learn about the hospital until they test negative, and or they're going to be at a quarantine center. But you got these 52 or thereabouts, depending upon exactly how many were still on the ship, that said, we're staying on the ship. And, you know, they might have already been through one test. And so they aren't waiting for tonight's results or possibly tomorrow's results. They're ready to take the final test. And if they're negative, then they'll be free to go. And so these other countries that have smaller amounts, it's unclear, you know, how many. I mean, there's some that have 10 and 15, some that have 4 or 5. I'm not sure who the rest of the crew is. The crew, I think there was something like 1,400 crew members, and I think four or 500 are from the Philippines. I'm not sure who the other 800 or 900 crew members are, what countries they're from, and whether those countries have plans to pick them up and return them to their
country. All right, we're running a little late. But let me just ask you one final question, then we've got some other things we're going to cover, I'm sure. Of the people who are potentially going to be asymptomatic and test negative, some of those certainly are actually going to be infected. They're not showing on a PCR yet. What do you think, given the saturation of that ship with virus, what do you think that likelihood may be? How many?
Well, here's the deal. I think that number is going to be somewhat dependent upon these last rounds of tests. Like I said, 2,000 have never been tested. And I'm not sure whether they've taken the most. The sequence was first they took the ones that were symptomatic or were contacts. Then they took those that might have had an underlying condition, so they were at higher risk. And then they started going down by age. So they started with the ones that were 80 and older, and then they went to the ones that are in their 70s. And I think they're in the 70s as far as releasing the results. So I'm not sure if the number is going to drop dramatically as they get to younger people. I tend to doubt it. And it is, so if it remains constant over the age ranges, then today's results and potentially tomorrow's results are going to give you one good number. And then there's going to be one more test, and depending upon how many get by that second test, we'll give you an idea. I mean, it's conceivable that there'll only be like 1,000 people left that aren't in the hospital by the time they get done with all the tests. And if it goes down that dramatically, you'll then possibly not that many of the 1,000 left are going to have the virus. They're really going to be negative because they've tested negative a couple times recently and they're asymptomatic. But by and large, you know, I would not be shocked if 1,000 are positive before they get to the point of, well, how many that still aren't positive really are negative. Mm-hmm. And so I think a little bit more information would make for a better guess. But I would think that in view of how many people are getting infected, and in view of the fact that I think some of these are at the start of their infection, so they basically are asymptomatic because they haven't been infected long enough, and that they are going to develop symptoms, and we're going to see that. I mean, that's one of the advantages of the ones in the U.S. I think the U.S. will be fairly forthcoming on what their status is. You're going to see them move. Some of these are going to move from Texas and California and end up in Omaha if they still have beds. And I would think they're going to start saying who's positive. I mean, they did that with the ones that were evacuated from Wuhan. That right now, I believe the number's at 3, 2 in California and 1 in Texas, that have tested positive out of the ones that were evacuated. So I would think that if out of these 328 that they have, well, it's 328 minus 14, so 314, that if 70, 100 of them are positive, they would say so. Well, I think they would say so no matter how many were positive. They said so when only 3 were positive. I would think they would say that. So the U.S. data will give a little bit of an idea on how good the test is in Japan. And if it turns out that most of the U.S. are positive, that would say that the Japan test has probably got some issues. If most of the U.S. are negative, then it would say that at least the test is good. But it's still not entirely clear who has and hasn't been tested. You know, who are these two-thirds? Because I thought a good proportion of the total number were 60 and over. I thought it was a high number, like maybe 60 to 80% of the people on that ship were elderly, if you call it 60 and over elderly. There's still quite a few of them that they would be going through, and I would think that you know, younger people, if they didn't get exposed to a lot of virus, they might have got infected and recovered. I mean, they've been on the ship long enough to have recovered already. And if they recovered, you know, that might, you know, decrease the likelihood that they're infected the second time. And so it could be that the younger ones, the most of them will test negative, and then a high percentage of them will actually be negative.
All right. We got to wrap this.
We should get quite a bit of information.
All right. The idea is to get everybody off that ship in the very near future, as I understand it. Correct? That's what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, I think Japan can't handle any more patients. I mean, all of these that are positive are going into hospitals in Japan. So they've got 454 people.
They're loaded.
And counting.
They want them to go home. All right.
Yeah,
so unfortunately, they're going to be sending people home who are infected. I don't see any other way to look at it. I'm not a scientist, but it's quite obvious to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And unless they're really getting the tail end of all these, and all these positives were infected a long time ago, and I don't believe that's the case. But the numbers will provide some more insight into that. But that's right. What the situation is. Now the situation's potentially is bad on another ship. There was another ship that went from port to port and finally got to
the Westerdam cruise ship. Five countries said no.
They were unloaded in Cambodia. Cambodia said yes. They got off the ships, and then they started going to airports. There were 185 that went to the airport in Kuala Lumpur to come to
Malaysia.
The U.S.,
Yeah,
and one of them was symptomatic and was tested and was positive, and then the ship or Cambodia, somebody asked for a retest to make sure that that person was really positive. They retested her and she was positive again. So and she was on the ship for quite some time because they were floating around trying to find out where they could unload. And so it's likely that more on that ship were infected, and they only tested maybe 20 or something. So they tested a very small number, and they were negative. But there's a big scramble as to where all of these people are. I think there were 600 Americans on that one, and 400 and something, I think, Europeans on that one from, I think, maybe 20 different countries in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of those are positive and how many are negative is kind of up in the air, because I don't think they tested more than 20 or so, and maybe they did 30 or 40, but I think there were there was well over 1,000. I think maybe there were, I didn't follow that one as closely. There might have been maybe 1,500 people, especially if you throw the crew in there. And
I think the total number was 1,800.
Yeah, that sounds right. So you've got that ship that may be a big problem, because at least one person's positive. How big a problem is kind of dependent upon how many others were infected on that ship and how infectious they are. And then the other problems that are showing up are some of these other countries that seem to have community transmission. Japan's getting more cases. That includes a couple from Hawaii. Now, I don't know if I talked about the couple in Hawaii that went back to Japan and were positive. But in any event, these were two from Japan. They started
both
in Japan.
The people were positive. I knew the husband was. I didn't know both tested positive.
No, the wife is positive. And now at least two contacts of the husband are positive. And there's others that are positive.
Contacts
exactly.
Where, Henry? Contacts in Hawaii?
In Japan.
Okay.
So what's unclear is whether they were infected in Japan and then went to Hawaii and developed symptoms. Initially, they didn't have symptoms when they arrived. And she didn't have symptoms until she got back to Japan. He developed symptoms on the second island he was on, and then he was positive when he got back. And since he's gotten back, at least two, including one today, who is also 60, has tested positive, and they had some type of linkage with him. I think was an acquaintance. I'm not sure what the other one. And then there were two others in the same area that were positive. And I'm not sure on the timing of that. You know, if they were positive before they left, then he probably was infected in Japan and he just happened to develop symptoms in Hawaii. If these other two were both after he returned, then it would still be possible that he actually got infected in Hawaii and brought it to Japan, and then ended up infecting, in addition to his wife, who was probably infected before she came back. You know, she was probably infected in Hawaii, but possibly by him. And then these other four in Japan could have been infected by him also. And so they're still investigating that, and I just haven't had time to get back and find out exactly who the other two are.
Like
but,
me,
but I know the two recent ones are. I mean, literally, one was announced today, so they're recent. And
Henry was writing his desk all weekend, like I was. He was up at 3 a.m. Pacific time last night, I think. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, last night was crazy because first they announced that the Americans had left, and that 14 of them were positive.
and then
Japan came out and said there were 99 more positive. So those two, and both of those stories happened at like 1 and 2 in the morning.
Yes. I mean, thank you for sending them. I got them. Yeah.
Very late or early, depending on how you want to draw the lines between the days. But in any event, the other countries like Japan and Singapore and Hong Kong all have local transmission, and you know, there's concern that those countries are going to get out of control. And then there's all of these passengers on the ships that, you know, how well they're going to maintain a quarantine on them is up in the air. I mean, the ones
just
in the U.S. is up in the air.
Think about it. They're going to send people out to 50 countries from that ship.
And these are the people that, you know, they know about, and this is just one ship. Mm-hmm. Now this ship is an exception. I mean, there are so many positives that there's various groups that are kind of mapping the positives and where they are and what their status is. And yesterday they kind of pulled the Diamond Princess out and made it kind of its own country. So they really didn't know what to do with them. I mean, technically, I think what they're supposed to do with them is they're actually supposed to be assigned to the country of origin. So the 46 Americans that are hospitalized in Japan are really supposed to be 46 U.S. Cases and under the jurisdiction of whatever state they live in. And
I would think that the Japanese would want them to go home. Yeah, sick, whatever.
Yeah, I think there's rules over on that. Well, air ambulance, that would be, you know, there's 450.
A large air ambulance. We have just about 2 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
They're in it wouldn't be a large one because the ones that are hospitalized are probably 20 countries are represented by those that are in the
hospital. You sent me a story, and it said that 18 passengers on the Princess are severely or critically ill.
Correct. And actually, it's 20 now.
20.
And that number is going to go up. So it's, like I said, the majority of the passengers are 60 and over, and a lot have underlying conditions. And that's kind of the way this virus goes. I mean, if you get the early ones, or they're affecting younger people, that or they're asymptomatic, sometimes the asymptomatics really don't become symptomatic, so they have a very mild case. And others have a case similar to a cold, right? So they have a cough, or they have sniffles, and they have maybe a low-grade fever, but it doesn't last that long, and they recover. But the ones that, and probably some of it's just dose-dependent, if they get enough virus, they go and they develop pneumonia, and that was the original case definition. And then once they develop pneumonia, then things can kind of go downhill, especially if they're older and they've got underlying conditions. So there are going to be a lot of developments in the very near future, and you know, there may be a big development tonight if they actually say how many more on this ship are actually positive, and they probably will say how many more Americans who are already here that gave a sample before they left are positive based upon the test in Japan. So I think Japan's going to identify more Americans that are positive, and the CDC's going to identify more. So if all of a sudden there's, you know, 100, 150 U.S. citizens that are PCR confirmed, that would not be a big surprise.
No, so, there you go. All right, we're just out of time here. We've got to say goodnight this edition. Henry will be back Wednesday with a whole truckload more, and then Friday, and we will continue to follow this for you. Any really quick comment, final comment?
Well, I don't believe the bioweapons story. I've said this many times. I don't think there's any credibility there. And, you know, some of the other, you know, the HIV sequences, utter nonsense that only existed in the sequences of gene bank.
Right.
It doesn't exist on any virus.
There's a deluge of news, and I can only report a little bit of it. Here and there.
And that paper has already been retracted, and scientists don't like to do work, put it in a publication, and then retract it. So, I mean, it speaks volumes on how legitimate that data is. And there's a lot of other ones that are floating out there, but
dozens.
There were sequences from the anteaters that were just released by Beijing today, quite a few of them. And they're about 85% identical to the Wuhan virus, if you will. And and there's one that's 99%. The sequence hasn't been released yet. So these are animal viruses that have jumped.
All right, keep me up to date on that, please.
No big conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I will.
Thank you. All right, Henry.
Okay.
Be well.
See you on Wednesday. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions.